Recorded Books presents An Unabridged Recording of Last Words by George Carlin, with Tony Hendra, narrated by Johnny Heller, and directed by Mark Avila. This book opens with what George wanted on his tombstone, if he'd had one. Gee, he was here a moment ago. And now, last words.
Chapter 1. The Old Man and the Sunbeam. Sliding headfirst down a vagina with no clothes on and landing in the freshly shaven crotch of a screaming woman did not seem to be part of God's plan for me, at least not at first. I'm not one of those people who can boast of having been a sparkle in his mother's eye. A cinder comes closer. I was conceived in a damp, sand-flecked room of Curly's Hotel in Rockaway Beach, New York, August 1936. A headline in that Saturday's New York Post said, "Hot, sticky, rainy weekend begins. High humidity and temperatures in the 90s send millions to the beaches." At the Paramount Theater in Times Square, Bing Crosby and Frances Farmer starred in Rhythm on the Range. Meanwhile, at Curly's Hotel on Beach 116th Street, Marion Patrick Carlin starred in yet another doomed Catholic remake of Rhythm in the Sack. For several generations, Rockaway Beach had been a favorite weekend retreat for New York's alcohol-crazed Irish youth in search of sex and sun. Popular ethnic slurs to the contrary, the Irish do enjoy sex, at least the last 10 seconds or so. But we must admit that Irish foreplay consists of little more than you wake.